Raisins win 2-of-3 at Target Field. Adalberto Mejia back on the mound for Minnesota, coming off his first career win last Sunday, but he was in some early trouble.
A couple righties and a couple lefties.
A base hit to left. Rosario charges, and he'll fire all the way into the plate. And it's a single driving in Morrison. And Jimenez fires to the plate, and they got him. And it's a short throw, but it was a perfect throw by Jimenez to the pitcher. A high drive to right center field. Eddie Rosario has tied the game. Three rows into the upper deck.
2-1 count, and the pitch, a swing and a fly ball, right center field. Souza back, warning track, wall, gone! Opposite field, go ahead, 2-run homer to right center for Brian Dozier.
Rolled up the middle, and a base hit will score Mauer. Buxton put it on the ground in a good spot, and the Twins lead by 3.
Those 3 runs in the 8th are your difference as Minnesota wins at 5-3. The home run for Dozier extended his hitting streak to 8 games. Logan Morrison's string of 4 consecutive games with a homer comes to an end. Paul Molitor's squad bounced back after losing Friday night with a spirited performance on Saturday. Here's the skipper talking after the win.
I think, you know, so far we've done a pretty good job of we've stayed away from the droughts that we seem to have to endure last year. Today's game, kind of slow pace there, the first 5 innings. It was a little tough to get anything going in terms of rhythm, whether on the mound or offensively. Squandered opportunities that you get a little frustrated by, that we didn't take advantage of putting some more points on the board early. Mejia, there's some good signs in that, he got through 5. That last inning was huge as far as setting up our bullpen for the last 4. And, just enough offense to kind of hang around and then make it interesting until we finally got a big hit from Brian.
What does it say about Eddie Rosario when the at-bat prior to the home run, he had a big chance with the bases loaded, nobody out, and then comes up in that situation and is able to tie the game?
Well, he's been working hard. Hits have been tough to come by as of late. He had a split finger the first time, and he just didn't get enough of it to get the run in. And then he got another one when he hit the homer, got another base hit after that. So, he can get him in bunches as good as anybody. So hopefully this is a good trend for him.
Again, the defense, we've talked about it a lot, but it's been consistently good. Outfield today, even without Buxton, and then Dozier in the 9th, sparkling one more time.
Yeah, defense was good. I thought Joe's pick on the Adrianza throw was a big play. Yeah, at that juncture, your base runners are dangerous. And overall, we made the plays we were supposed to. Adrianza's done a nice job, but outfield was good. Robbie did a good job out there and right. We got Buxton in there late. So it's been a big part of what we've been able to do is get the outs we're supposed to get.
With Mejia, you've seen enough right now to think that he can become a fixture in this rotation?
Yeah. Well, you guys have heard me say I like his stuff a lot. And I still think that, we're going to have to grow through some of the inexperience. But you would think that every time out there is a little bit educational for him. I think he's got to trust the game plan a little bit more, and maybe, he likes to shake off, and he's got what he wants to do in mind. Sometimes it works, sometimes it backfires. But, each time he goes out there, we've got a couple of wins in his last couple of starts, so, that does good for the brain.
Eddie Rosario homered in the 4th inning of Saturday's win over the Rays. He then spoke to the media after the game.
Yeah, it's a little frustration. You see the base loaded, you're not doing a good job. I like it, but I go to the next at-bat more angry. I feel more strong to hitting the ball. I take a swinging good pitch.
And you crushed that one. You guys have been really good coming back from deficits this year, something you couldn't do as well last year. You did it twice today. How much does that galvanize the team when you can come from behind to win?
Yeah, it's happy when you win games and everybody play together and everybody work hard. I know everybody a lot of young guys, but it's the Twin now, the Twin moment now.
I know back in February at spring training, a lot was made about the fundamentals, good defense. Your outfield's been brilliant all year. Today you watch Brian Dozier make that great play in the 9th. How much of the defense you're playing is allowing you guys to be a first-place team?
Yeah, it's everybody. It's everybody trying to do the runs and working everybody. You feel comfortable when you save the run to the pitcher and you feel played together,
Brian Dozier's two-run shot in the eighth proved to be a game-winning homer. Here's Dozier talking to the media about his performance.
Well, I would have taken the bloop single. Obviously, the homer's a little better, but it all started with Jimenez. Heck of a job, four-pitch walk, getting on base. Rosario with the sack bunt over there. And we have to push a couple of runs across. I like a little breathing room and give Kansas a little breathing room. We're getting three runs right there, but that's a huge win for us. After losing the first game, have a chance to win the series tomorrow. So.
Yeah, the crowd was really into it today, and a lot of fun to watch you guys battle back a couple of times from one-run deficits. Last year, you really struggled in games following a loss. This year, completely different. What's changed?
Well, I think that's the mindset of this team. First off, the fans were phenomenal all the way until all nine innings. That's the energy the winning ball clubs have that we always need, and that's we got that today. But all in all, it's a heck of a win. The biggest thing that I'm taking away from everything right now, we can flip the page very quickly after losses. It's kind of like we'll win tomorrow. That's our attitude, and that's been working. So,
your manager talked about building up momentum. You had that huge sweep earlier this week in Baltimore, and now you've got this homestand. Tampa's been good in this building, and then you've got the best team in baseball, the Astros, coming in on Monday. How important was this six-game stretch to build up what you did in Baltimore?
Yeah, we had a good week last week. Obviously, everyone knows that. But you got to win at home, and we've struggled to do that here the first couple of months of the season. We got to get better at that. And I believe it started today. We'll take the win and try to get up another little winning streak going. But like you said, Tampa Bay's a heck of a team. All in all, we got a chance to win the series tomorrow. So.
Urban Santana takes the mound for the Twins Sunday in the finale of this three-game series.